back to you again. Okay, so we'll see what happens in our svaras. But the basic premise of the whole starting point of the sugya, two things. One thing is a general principle of safek darbanan lekula. Okay, so darbanan lekula. So if you have a safek, whether there's an issur darbanan or whether you have to do a mitzvah darbanan, so if it's darbanan, it's lekula. And that's brachos, for instance, is one of them. You're lenient if you don't know whether you made a bracha on a mitzvah. You're not sure whether you have to make the bracha on the mitzvah, something like that. So you say, as you do the bracha, you don't do the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, you don't do the bracha. Pesavik brachos. Right? So you brachos alakel. So you don't make the bracha misafik because you're saying God's name or whatever. And the mitzvah bracha is only drabanan, and you could do the mitzvah without the bracha. So you don't make the bracha if you're in doubt. Okay? Fine. Now, that's by brachas ha-mitzvah. Now comes to brachas ha-nehem, which is bracha ha-nana. So what's the set of the basis for brachas ha-nehem? So the basis, the Gemara goes through a whole long thing trying to figure out how do the Rabbana know that you have to make brachas ha-nehem? Where they get it from in the Torah. And it tries to find psukim, and it really can't come up with any psukim. It ends up rejecting all the psukim, and none of them work out to prove it. And the Gemara ends up saying it's a svara. Svarahu also hanos min ha'olam hazeh below bracha. It's also to have hana from this world without bracha. Right? So it's an eser. It's a svara. Svara. That's on Lamed Hey Amin Aleph. Lamed Hey Amin Aleph and brachos. It's like 5-6 lines in the bottom. Ela svarahu. Also adam shen ha'olam hazeh below bracha. Okay? Then Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, svaru, the kivan the nehenet tzarach lehodos l'misha baram. Since you have hana'a, you have to give hodah for the one who created it. Okay? And there's the glory where that says, it's asal al-mesham b'la bracha, v'chalanim al-zom b'la bracha, ma'al. It's like mi'ila. Mi'ila is kinanim and a hektish. It's something that's hektish. So devoted to the mikdash, it's like hanafman. It's called mi'ila. Dechsiv la'ashem ha'artzim lo'a. Because it says the world is God's. And the Gemara further, it says, if you look at the bottom, it says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul." Two lines in the bottom. Kol menos on the bracha kilu nana mekachei shemayim. It's like having your hana from the kodesh of God. Shenemar lashem haratz mloa. So the God is the world and everything in it. Rav Levi Rami Ksiv lashem haratz mloa. On the one hand, the pasuk says the world is God's. The Ksiv hashemayim lashemayim lashem haratz mloa adam. But the other pasuk says the heavens are God's, but the land He gave to man. So did He give the land to man? Or is it it's God's? So it says Lokasha kan kodem bracha kan lacha bracha. So it means before you make a bracha, it's God's. After you make a bracha, He gave it to man. So that's the idea. That it's like the Gemara considers it like gazel. Anything further? Kilo gozel like kodesh baruch hu. It's like you're stealing. Okay. So the point is that there's a svara that it's God's world, and you can't just take it and have hana from it without recognizing God as the source. Okay, and that's a svara, and it's saying is that svara is the basis for the institution of brachos. Okay, now brachos, the brachos ananim is a derabanan institution. So it's a derabanan, but it seems to be based upon the svara, which is the deraisa idea. It's not derabanan didn't make up the svara. The svara is a svara, svara is a deraisa, but there was no formalized structure to this institution of brachos. It was just an idea. You can't eat without recognizing God, whatever that would mean. You have to think about God. You have to make a bracha, whatever it is it would be. It wasn't like there's no formal halachic structure. But the Rabbanon took that idea, which is an idea d'oraisa, and they gave it a rigorous halachic structure of hilchos brachos, brachos anan. Okay? That's the background. Fine. So now what comes up is the issue about this. The Gemara has a case where, which particularly the case may or may not be relevant. It's not 100% clear. But the cases where the problem is complicated. Different Rishonim explain it differently. But basically, the simplest way to understand the case is where you have the basic halacha is if you take a fruit and let's say a cup of wine in your hand, and you think that it's a cup of beer, and you think that it's wine, and you say Baruch Ta Hashem, thinking that you're going to say Baruch Beer Gafen, and then you realize that it's beer, so then you change it to Shachal. So I think that's one way to learn the case. So the question is do you say the bracha works because the Baruch Ta Hashem, which is the essence of the bracha, was said thinking it's a cup of wine. So that's a cup of Agafen, you're starting to say Agafen. Agafen doesn't work on beer. You know, so you change it afterwards. Do you go by the beginning of the bracha, or do you go by the end of the bracha? So it's a question the Gemara never really resolves. So the question is, okay, so never really resolves this. Now what do you do? So now you have this beer, and you don't know whether you said bracha on it. So now you have a suffix. Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? So the Rif says, and the Ram learns this way, most of the Rishon learn this way, I think, is that it's Sovi Brachos Lakel. Right? That's the principle. Sovi Brachos. As long as Brachos are the Rabbanon, it's Sovi Brachos. The only time you don't say Sovi Brachos Lakel is by benching, which is the Oraisa. And Alamichya is a Machlok, as a question, but that's also the Oraisa. But this is a Darabanon, and Sovi Brachos Ananim is a Darabanon, Sovi Brachos Lakel. Right? The Ri says, no. He says you have to go to Chumra. Okay? The Ri, the Tosus brings down, and he bays him an Aleph. He says you have to go to Chumra, and you have to make a new Bracha. Yud Beis Amin Al. Brachos Tosfos Lo La Suye Nama. And that's basically the Machlokas, which we're ultimately trying to explain. Do you say Sofik Brachos Lakel or Brachos Anam? Right? Arguably, it's only in this case, but the simplest way to learn is that it's Brachos Anam in general. Because the principle of Brachos Lakel, why Brachos Anam? Why shouldn't it? That's what we have to get into. But so this is basically where we're at, right? So you have this machlokas that you're showing him, whether you say Sofik Brachos Lakel here. So on the surface, you'd say you do, right? So that's where Rabbi Akiva steps in. Okay, Rabbi Akiva steps in to try to explain this thing. Okay? So he says, this is the Gilyon HaShas on the bottom. He basically wants to say that you don't say, you only say Sofik Brachos Lakel by Brachos HaMitzvahs. Because by a mitzvah, the bracha is an makif. You could do the mitzvah without the bracha. Right? You could do the mitzvah without a bracha. You're supposed to make a bracha, but if it's a suffix, so you say suffix brachos, and you just do the mitzvah. Straight. But by Berachas Ananim, the halacha is here, it's asur to eat without making a bracha. So it's very nice you want to say suffix brachos, but it's still asur. So it's suffix brachos, I'm not going to have to make the bracha, but how am I allowed to eat? What's the matir to eat? Right? So the question we ask is, yeah, but isn't that Isser also Darabon? Right? So if you learn it's Darabon, then same thing, so Darabon Lagula. Right? But we said on the surface, he'll say no, is that because that's not really a Darabon. That's really the Isser, also Isser Racha really comes from a Daraisa idea, from a Svara. Right? So it's true the Darabon codified the thing, codified Brachos, in terms of setting up the Takana of Bracha. And now in that halacha, there's Sofik Brachos Lakel, but the Isser still is in place. And now what allows me to violate that Isser? What allows me to eat now? So Sofik Brachos isn't going to help me on that. Now I don't know whether I'm allowed to or not. So I'm going to have to make a Bracha. And that's like a Deraisa or whatever. I'm still going to have to make a Bracha. And therefore he says I have to make a Bracha. Vis-a-vis the mitzvah of the Brachos, you'll say, so the Takana of Brachos, you'll say, Sofik Darman Lekula. But the kind of brachos is just the codification of an underlying idea that I'm not allowed to eat without a bracha. And that idea is the right idea. So now what allows me to eat without a bracha? So I'll say maybe I made a bracha. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So but so you don't say Sofik Darman Lekula because that's not a darabanan. That at its core is a deraisa. So there's no, what the matir of eating in that framework, what allows me to eat is the fact that I really make a bracha. Not that I maybe made a bracha. Right? That's what you're saying, is that the Isser of La Bracha still exists. That they never codified, they never touched that. As they just said, the way in which you are matir it is, they said you can't just be matir it through thinking about something. You have to do it in a specific way. So they set up the formalized, they demanded that you do it in a certain way, that you matir this in a certain way. And they set up a bracha, and that's the way which you matir the Isser of La Bracha. That's the way that you do it, is through this bracha. But now, you don't know whether you did that matir or not. So now, what are you going to do? It's awesome. So it's true, vis-a-vis the mitzvah derabbanan, the positive mitzvah derabbanan of brachas, you'll say safik brachas. So I don't do it. But what about vis-a-vis the isser deraisa, which the matir is merely functioning as a way to be matir, that underlying isser. So I don't know whether I matir, that underlying isser, which is deraisa, so now I'm not allowed to eat. So I have deraisa in front of me. Yeah, but there are some in front of me that I'm not allowed to eat unless I make a bracha, and I only made a bracha. So I was making a bracha again. Right? Well, it'll be like a Sofik Darman. Well, since it's a deraisa here, so I'm going to have to do it. So the normal principle, like a Sofik Darman, will apply to me, that I have to do it. Misafek, I have no right to eat without making a bracha. Now I don't know if I made a bracha or not, so I'm going to have to do it. We have two questions. One question is what's machlokas? I mean, this seems to be the way that the Bikivay is learning the Ri, but the most of Rishonim don't learn this way. They hold the Yisrael the Ram Kola, so we have to know what the machlokas is. Right? And Levi's question is a little more complicated, but is that why don't you say, in terms of the case isn't that I don't know whether I made a bracha. I did make a bracha, just I don't know whether technically that bracha worked. So why don't you say that that's just the technicality in Hilchos Brachos? But in terms of the Deoraisa idea, in Svara, so you'll say that, look, I made a bracha. So should I, in terms of Asal and Asma Bracha, I recognize God. I said Shakal Neim Advara. Now you'll tell me, yeah, but I was thinking the wrong thing. And okay, fine, that's nice halachic definitions and all that, and based on how they halachically formalize the Neim Brachos. But in terms of the person's, he's not doing Nanim Elam Zevelo Bracha. So in terms of that Isser, why don't you say, who cares about this suffix? That it should just be done even with this case should satisfy that. Which depends a little bit on the practicality of the Sugya and how you learn the Chakira there. And it's not so clear that it's a question. It depends on what the definition there is, you know? So I'd rather hold off on that question. Maybe we could explain it, you know? I just don't know if it's the way to get into the Sugya, you know, because of the fact that we're really blind about all the particulars of the case there, you know? You could learn the suffix, and I think the Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn this, is that you thought it was wine. That's what he wants to say, because you thought it was wine. So now you were basically making a bracha on wine. So if you say that you go by the beginning of your bracha, then you really didn't say a bracha on beer. So it's very nice. It'll be as if you just said Ashi Yotzar or something. He doesn't say that, but like you said Ashi Yotzar on a cup of beer. Now you're going to drink it because you said a bracha to God, but it has nothing to do with this. You made a bracha on wine. So if you say that you go by the beginning of your bracha, it means the essence of bracha is really the bracha to Hashem. So now you basically didn't say a bracha on wine, on beer. You said a bracha on wine. So it's like, so it's nice that you feel religious that you said a bracha and everything, but you didn't really. You didn't, you know, so depending on how you learn that sugya, you could just learn that is the very question, is did I say a bracha on this thing? So even in the deraisa question, I'll say, also and so about bracha, it means a bracha about the thing that I'm having hana. Can't just be some other bracha. You know, so it could be, I think that's the Rosh Hashanah makes the point that that's the case. It doesn't mean where I'm not sure I slipped and said the wrong thing, because then it would just be some technical Hilchos Brachos idea or something. And then seems like that, maybe that's what he's getting at. Then if it's a technical Hilchos Brachos thing, maybe your svara would be true, your point would be true. Maybe. But if it's like, you don't know what you didn't make the bracha on the right item, so then that's really could be getting down to the core of the thing. He doesn't spell out exactly what his point is, but I'm interpreting that maybe he's dealing with this problem. So, but putting that aside, then I think we should put that aside. Now the question is, could we define the machlokas? Simple. It's a simpler problem. Is let's believe the Ricky Baker about this. That this is a general universal question about whether you say Savi Darban Lakula on Brachzanana. Right? That sounds like what he's saying. He's claiming that the Ri is holding you don't say it in Brachzanana. Right? You don't say it in Brachzanana. You only say it in Brachzanana because in Brachzanana we have this Isser. Right? And the Isser, Kiyant Matya, that's Nisr Deraisa. And the Safik Darban Lakula can only work on the Chova Darabanan, but it can't work on the Isser Deraisa of Mazal Baracha. So that's it, so you're stuck. But the Rif and the Rambam also know about this Gemara of Svara, and they do say Sovi Brachos Lakel by Brachos Nana. So the question is, what's the machlokas? Okay, so let's start with the simplest idea I have here. I mean, I have different thoughts here. So the simplest thing is like a matzah root, okay? And the idea is like this: is that when you have an institution Darabana and you say the Dora Sovi Darban Lakula. When you have an institution derisa, says derisa l'chumra, here you have like a little bit of a problem. Okay, it's like a hybrid, so to speak, which is that the core of the thing is an issa derisa, svara, but the rabbanon took the svara and codified it and gave it a whole halachic structure of brachos, of hilchos brachos, and now as it exists, hilchos brachos is an institution derabbanon. So it's giving form to an underlying deraisa idea But now, in like as a halachic institution, it's an institution of Rabbanan. Okay? So now when you have a shayla regarding a safek brachos, the question is, how do you treat it? Do you say that since at the core of the thing it's giving form to an underlying deraisa idea, that's it's a safek deraisa, and you have to give it a little chamra? What do you say, since it's true at its core, it's a deraisa idea, but the structural institution is the Rabbanan institution, and as such, it's a suffix in that institution, in the halachic institution, so therefore I say it's suffix the Rabbanakula. And since I'm fulfilling the Rabbanan, so that's not also, yes there is, it's due without bracha. But bracha is a halachic institution, I'm a Rabbanan. And it's been codified, and now my allegiance is to that Darban institution, and the Darban institution says that they're on the Gula. So that's it. So there's no Ezra anymore. So it's like, how do you apply the principles of the Gula when you have an institution which is at its core is Darbanon's codification of a principle of Deraisa? Does that go, where? How do you classify that vis-a-vis the principles of Deraisa of Darbanon? The halachos which I'm involved in are halachos of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan created them. It's a halachic system which the Rabbanan created, and it's a suffix in that system. So now, the Rif argue that since it's a suffix in the Rabbanan system, like it's not a suffix in a deraisa construct. There's certain mitzvahs which are deraisa constructs and suffix in that thing. Here's not a suffix in that. Here, the construct which I'm involved in, the halachos that I'm involved in, the bracha which I'm saying, and I want to know the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha, the whole. Halachos are halachos which are purely derabanan halachos, so it's a suffix in those halachos. So I'll say so derabanan kula. I treat them like I treat all derabanan halachos. But on the other hand, these derabanan halachos find their kiyam in the deraisa of asanalos below bracha. There's an underlying principle which the whole system of the derabanan comes as a subcategory of that underlying deraisa principle. But it's a rich halachos which are all a realization, an expression of that underlying deraisa idea. So you could say they have the teeth of the deraisa. So as far as the force and the principle, do are you chayv to be machmir in this thing or not? So he's saying is, well, since at the core of the thing it's really a deraisa, and it's true it's a halachic structure of Rabbanan, but it's all the expression of an underlying deraisa idea. So if I'm in doubt whether I did this thing, I don't treat it like a derabanan, but I treat it like a deraisa. It has the chomer of a deraisa. Now, the idea of a derabanan is deraisa chomer is based on the chomer of a deraisa and the chomer of a derabanan. That deraisa is chomer, and therefore I'm chayav to be machmir when I'm in doubt, and the derabanan or mekel is kal, and I don't have to be machmir. Now here you have something which partakes of both worlds, whereas is at its core it's a deraisa, but at its it's core is a deraisa, but in the whole halachic system which I'm involved in is a derabanan. So the question is how does it play out? Does it take on the chumrah or the kula? Does it go by the does the classification go by the structure of the halachos themselves, or by that which those halachos are akiyam in, and which is the deraisa? The Isser doesn't exist anymore in a pure form. See, the Isser would have existed in a certain way back then. But now the Rabbanan took the Isser and they gave it a whole halachic structure. They said the Isser is not just left loose that you before you eat you have to think about God, you have to do whatever. They set up a whole halachos brachos. And now it becomes, now your allegiance comes to the system which the Rabbanan set up of asam el bracha. They gave it a whole rigorous structure. And now as such, now a person who wants to eat, he's bound to the Darabanan structure. And the Darabanan structures they set up is you have to make a bracha, and so brachas lakel. So now if I come to a situation of suffix, that's it. So it's a Darabanan, and I have a right to follow the Darabanan. Since the Darabanan are the codification of this underlying deraisa, so now that's the way it exists. Now it exists as a Darabanan, so now I apply the rules of the Rabbanan. So you say, am I allowed to eat? Well, I'm satisfying Hilchos Brachos. And Hilchos Brachos is the Rabbanan. Or do you say, no, that since at its core, there's an issue of the Raisa here, so you can't get past that. It's the core, it's an issue of the Raisa institution, and it's the Raisa institution. You say, well, do I have the issue of the Raisa or don't I have the issue of the Raisa? So it's true, all the particular rigorous halachos of the Rabbanan, but its core is the Raisa, and it has the chomer of the Raisa. It's like the Issa Deraisa is to not make to eat without bracha. But what does bracha mean? Bracha means halachos brachos. So his bracha says of the malakula. So I'm not eating without that. I'm eating with those brachas. As the rabbanon becomes, the deraisa becomes embodied by the hilchos brachos, which are the rabbanon. Once the rabbanon took it over and codified it, so now my allegiance in terms of the deraisa is to the system of brachos which rabbanon set up. So therefore, if I have a suffix in it, I have to ask the rabbanon what I'm supposed to do. The question I'm thinking about is that is this the svara, or is this like a svara about sof derabanan and sof deraisa? How do you learn those principles? Or do you learn, it's like, how did they formulate bracha? How did they codify bracha? How did they codify the underlying deraisa idea and the derabanan structure? Then depending on how they codified it, you'll end up treating it the chumra lekula. I mean, this is like saying, forget however they did it, I don't know. But bottom line is, it's the deraisa codified as derabanan. And how does that play out in the principles of sof deraisa? So, you know, that's the way I'm learning this far. But I could see saying is that how you're going to go depends upon how exactly they did it. If they did it in method A, then it's going to be treated like a derabanan. If they did it in method B, it's going to be treated like a deraisa. You know what I mean? That's kind of what you're trying to do, Levi, right? You're just questioning what's the nature. Oh, you're not doing that either. No, that's true. You're not doing that either. You're taking a question of the deraisa itself. Yeah, but that could still be the same thing, because how they're going to do it might be based upon the deraisa. What's the nature of the halacha of bracha and the relationship between the deraisa and the rabbanon might be depend upon whether you treat it like a deraisa or whether you treat it like a rabbanon. I'm just talking about it as like, look, there's this thing of machmir mekel. How do you resolve this type of institution? Another way to say is that it's not just a general question like that. It's what is the nature of the way the deraisa and the rabbanon interplay, the isser and the matir interplay in brachos, such that it will result in one outcome or the other one. But let's think about if there's a good way to do that, a good way to define it that way. But I think the nice sort of thing is a clean svar. I mean, it doesn't get involved in those kind of complications. And you know, I think they say is that the principle of sof deraisa lechumra is itself a derabanan principle. I don't know if you've heard that, but I think that's plain pshat. That why do I have to be machmer in a deraisa? Is it because is that a deraisa that I have to be machmer in a deraisa? So I think you're saying that's a derabanan.
So why are we not making it?
But if that's the case, so it means that it's the chumra of deraisa that, as the rabbanon said, that when you're in doubt about a deraisa, you have their mechayiv to be machmir. When you're in doubt about a derabbanon, they're not mechayiv to be machmir. And then the question is, what about by this type of an institution? Do they treat it like a deraisa? Do they treat it like a derabbanon? It makes it a little easier, I think, because that's a derabbanon principle.